Hello everyone, welcome to this new moon forecast for April 8th. This is a new moon and a total solar eclipse in sidereal Pisces and tropical Aries. This is where we see the lunar mansion Revati. Revati is ruled by Pushan, the shepherder, and we can think about the stories of the Bible and Jesus Christ figure and the fish, which correlates with Pisces, as well as his father Joseph, the shepherd. But also we can think about Noah's Ark and the Great Flood, and all of these connect to the sign Pisces because it's all about the floods. It's all about great mass of people moving from one area to another, the migration of people, but also because of natural disasters, perhaps people having to be moved because of something that occurs, whether it's a flood, whether it's an earthquake or a volcano. We can also draw that experience into our own inner world and see how we are moving from one stage of life to another always. And this new moon at the end of the zodiac, in the last lunar mansion of all of the lunar mansions, to begin again, we have to end something. It's all about endings and beginnings. So as we end this phase of our life and begin something new for the new year, and the new year itself beginning in earnest for this new moon, we can really take time to sit with this and to allow everything to align. Allow the sun and moon and earth, the lunar nodes, Rahu and Ketu, all to line up. To allow the planets as they conjoin, Mars and Saturn on one side, Jupiter, Uranus on the other. Everything's lining up now. Everything's coming to a head in many ways, but everything is also lining up for us to be able to join the dots. But to begin something new this time, we have to be as clear about what we're ending before we begin again, as planets then file into Aries. And as Mercury continues to retrograde throughout this period, we can rethink our plans, we can rethink our approach, we can redo everything. We can go back to the drawing board. If it didn't work out initially as planned, we can always go back, because there's no such thing really as going back. We're always moving forward in life. It's a spiral effect. It might feel like we're moving back sometimes, but from a bigger picture perspective, everything is expanding all the time. Life is always moving and always growing. We're always going somewhere. So if we can think about that for this new moon, it's a great time to set some intentions, not to necessarily do anything, but to actually be quiet on the day of the eclipse and to just set an intention about what we will subsequently do. And then to also keep an open mind about the details of what we're doing, because again, as Mercury continues to retrograde and conjoins this eclipse in the days after, we don't have to know all of the details. We can allow things to be more. And actually, by allowing things to be more, they can be more. If we try and get on it straight away and solve a problem or an issue in our mind, which probably feels quite overwhelmed at this stage and also quite urgent, everything might feel intense and urgent as if we have to make a decision or have to do something, when in fact we could simply just be still and question whether that's actually true or not. And by just sitting back on it a little bit more, even if you feel the urgency to act, you can just sit back more, relax into it more, surrender more, allow more, and by allowing more, something is more, something can be more, to be everything it could be. So a really important time of the year, not just this new moon for this month, but for the whole year to come, because it's a new lunar year in the Vedic calendar. So an important time to take your time to set intentions and to subsequently move on those, as there's plenty of time to move on them in the coming weeks. In April, there's just too much going on, too much complexity to be very clear about how to move from A to B in a direct line. So to allow that kind of ebb and flow and things to change and things to move around, and then move once you see the landscape ahead. So I hope that's been of help. I wish you all the very best for this new month and new lunar year. Happy New Year, everyone. And I'll speak to you next time for the full moon in Libra. Another reset in and of itself, a resolution around all of these issues. Until next time.